Blog Talk Radio.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Ray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Yes. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Indie Up Saturday on the D Hour Network. It's your girl, Ray Cole, and my cuzzo. Where you at?
I'm here. The cheetah in the house.
Boogie Fit Side. We up in here. I'm feeling good on this wonderful Saturday evening, yes, about to really get into some very good stuff. You know, I've been had a very busy day frying chicken, twisting my hair, cleaning up, you know, just, y'all just don't understand the struggle of an indie artist. When I get on, it's going to be on and popping. Because I'm going to have a glam squad, honey, let me tell you, not anime, but, you know, that's another topic for another day. Okay, but how you been doing, cuzzo?
I've been fine, no complaints. My day hasn't been as busy or involved as yours has, but I spend my day doing lots of research, and, you know, that's my escapism. So now I'm all geared up and ready to rock the show.
Yes. Side note, okay. I don't know if this is what she wants to do, but I want to say this much about my cousin here. She's very, very smart, very, very gifted. So if you're looking for somebody to type you a bomb-ass bio, you need to try to get at her. You can hit us up on Indie Up Saturday at Gmail, put in the subject line, the key to the Black Russian bio or something. But I'm just telling you straight up, like, you need to get on it, because she will have you right, honey, okay? She will have you together, but we're about to change the subject here. So here we go.
Thank you for the shout-out. My sentiments are exactly the same for you. Very sharp, creative, and very intelligent. Thank you, God, for our gifts. Yes.
Yes, yes. Thank you. But seriously, though, she will have, like, your bio, like, I've never seen anybody that could talk-ish but make you feel like, yeah, like, that's another topic. Another subject. Don't mind me. Had a glass of wine. Okay. So we're going to get off into our first topic. Yes.
The first topic is about P. Diddy and the controversy surrounding him giving a commencement speech at Howard University next Saturday. And I'm not quite sure why there's a controversy about him giving a commencement speech, and he's also going to receive an honorary award. But let me just get off into what the press is saying about this. And basically, they're saying that they're upset that he dropped out of school and he is now going to speak to these academic graduates about real-world experiences. Now, the problem that I have is, in addition to him receiving an honorary degree from the Howard University, which is a historically black college, he's going to receive an honorary degree alongside CNN anchor Wolf Blitzer. And,
okay,
you know, the problem is he did go to a historically black university, Howard University, for 2 years, but he dropped out in 1990. But he dropped out to become an intern in New York's Uptown Records. From there, he founded Bad Boy Records, which was a joint venture with Arista Records, and that was in 1993. And in addition to his own recording career, he signed Notorious B.I.G., Jodeci, Mary J. Blige, Usher, Little Kim, TLC, Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men, SWV, and Aretha Franklin. That's just among others. And we know that what he's doing now, according to Forbes, he's reportedly worth $700 million.
Let me get $20 plus, Daddy. Can I get a loan, nigga?
And, I mean, not to minimize what the, you know, some of the opposers are saying, but there have been several people who've been awarded honorary degrees and have spoken at commencement ceremonies who never finished college. Dr. Maya Angelou is one of them. Bill Gates had a particular time in his life. He never received one. Well, he dropped out of college, too. You know?
Right.
I mean, there's other people that have received this same, have had this same honor bestowed upon them, and they didn't receive the same type of treatment. So my question to you, Cuzzo, is it because he's a hip-hop artist that this is a controversy? Because obviously his real-life practical experience supersedes a lot of people
right.
who have went to college and received degrees.
Right, right. Let me gather my thoughts. Okay. Saying this, like, for you to say that, knowing that you have, like, so much
okay,
under your belt in regard. No, what I'm saying in regards to being educated. You get what I'm saying? Like, you a heavyweight in the education arena, okay?
Yes.
You know, for you to say that, you know, Puff Daddy pretty much saying, hey, what's the problem with you guys, you know, accepting this man into the field, like, to me, it's just a classic case of quit hating. Like, I mean, why are you hating on this? Not you, but you know what I'm saying? To the people that do have something negative to say, if anything, I think it should be something that's like, you know, like the rose that grew from concrete. Like, I mean, pretty much you are self-made. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a self-made millionaire. Like, I don't think
he
is any better than that.
Yeah, he epitomizes what they're saying in school. He is a walking testament to what can happen if you put your mind to whatever your dream and goal is and your ability. Sorry.
Yeah, he's a creator. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to find that quote by Albert Einstein about people that create. but it's something about, you know what, I'm going to Google it as I'm speaking. But, I mean, just for them to try to, you know, undermine his accomplishments, you know, and make it seem as if he's nothing. I mean, how many of those people that you named are millionaires that he signed and made, or, you know what I'm saying, signed at some point or worked with? Like, I mean, he's walking a lot of different walks. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but in the words of Beyonce, bow down, bitches. Like, I mean, excuse my French. I know we fall off to be holding off on the cursing and all that type of stuff. But what I'm saying is you can't be, well, I'm not going to say you can't be dumb and get rich. There's a lot of rich, dumb people, but I don't think it's too many self-made millionaires that are stupid. You know what I'm saying? So he has some sense somewhere, and he still has revenue coming in, and there's a lot of people that came up with him that are irrelevant now, that don't have any money now, that are broke now, and he's still floating. You know what I'm saying? Like in that song you said, yes, that song, The More Money, More Problems, he said 10 years from now we'll still be on top, and he still is relevant. You know what I'm saying? He's still here. People still talking about Biggie Smalls, Lil' Kim. It's everybody that came up with that little not everybody, but them three at least, that with the Junior Mafia and all them, they still kind of, like, relevant. You know, like, that's hip-hop, I don't want to say royalty, but it's like they're like legends. He's a legend. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. In his own right. You know, so you can't take that away from him. Granted, you may think, oh, he didn't go to school, so he shouldn't receive this, that, and the third. Goodbye. Because we both know you don't have to be smart to get a degree. Okay, all you got to do is fucking pass. Excuse my French. See, I'm catching myself, cousin. I'm catching myself, girl. I'm working on it. I am a work in progress out there, okay? But I'm just saying, for the most part, to get a degree, all you have to do is sit in the class, and if you get a C, in most cases, you passing. So, you know, I guess it gets on my nerves when people try to make it seem like, you know, because the whole situation, you know, we ain't going to get off into it, but you know, but that entire situation where some people think that it makes you better if you have a degree. No, it just makes you qualified. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
that's a very good distinction, because I don't want to minimize, and I know you're definitely not minimizing the value of education, because
right,
if you have the ability and the time and the resources to go and sit in a classroom and retain information, that's fine.
Right.
But what I've learned throughout life, both in the academic world and in practical experience, everything is a life lesson, everything you learn from. So just because you go to school doesn't automatically mean that you're going to prosper in your life. It still takes hard work. It takes dedication.
Right.
It takes common sense. It takes savviness. And it takes a, you know, God-given talent to get you through.
Yes.
And, you know,
charisma.
He's both an artist and he's also an entrepreneur, because, you know, he has the Combs Enterprise, and we know he's doing the Ciroc. I see that he's just put in a bid to buy Fuse TV Network for $200 million. I mean,
wow.
I'm sure he has, and he has a clothing line. So I just think with the audience that we have, you know, those are goals to strive for if that is something that you're interested in the entertainment world. But I don't think that it's fair for them to cause a controversy because he's going to be speaking to.
Stop hating. Stop black people, white people, and whoever else is out there. But in this case, black people, because Howard is a HBCU, right? Stop hating on that man.
Correct.
Stop hating. Okay? Cut out the hate, and I cut it out your life. Like, I read some of the quotes. You had some people that, you know, had some negative things to say. But then, you know, somebody made a good point. They said, well, you know, like, this is like, you know, him being accepted, or I'm not sure what the correct term is, but they were saying pretty much that this is like history for hip-hop. He's making another mark in history for rappers and for hip hop. Like, he's a legend. I don't care how you try to spin it, what you don't like about him. He didn't change his name 3-4 times. Whatever the case may be, the man is still a legend. I found this quote, Albert Einstein. It says, the true scientist, it's not creating, but imagination creating, whatever. But the quote goes, the true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination. You know?
Yes.
So
yeah,
if you can see it and then create it, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then you live, you creating your dream. You know, like, he created his vision. Not too many people can say they ever did that. A lot of people just conform and work for companies, which is fine if that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I guess I get really passionate about it because I'm the same way. I'm a dream chaser. You know what I'm saying? And I want to create my own dream. So it's like, you know, if I was to ever get to that level where Howard or some university wanted to, you know, have me speaking and make me Dr. Cole, you know what I'm saying? I don't need your haters out there.
Stop the hate now. That's right.
We need to get some shirts done, girl, to say stop hate. Like, you know how they say no smoking, they got the circle with the line going through it.
Right.
Anyways, well, that's my thoughts on that. I mean, I just think that it's silly. I mean, granted, you might not agree with every decision that he's ever made in his life, but that's his life. It's not for you to agree with. But the thing is, you cannot take away people's accomplishments. Yes, you got your degree. That's wonderful. But, I mean, he walked his path as well, so you can't take that away. And if the staff at Howard feels that he is amongst the people that deserve to get, you know, become a doctor, then, hey. You know, I think they kind of know what they're doing, you know, but.
I do, too. That's a good point to end on. Exactly.
Yes,
Mitty has spoken,
kind of,
and.
Boom.
That's $700 million. Go ahead.
Well, no, not only that, he can make a hell of a donation. Look, okay, you better get out the way. Y'all messing with business.
Exactly. I'm like, is Howard University endowment worth $700 million, which he made reportedly according to Forbes in one
That's
year?
A lot of loot.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know.
Yikes. Puff Daddy, if you hear this, let me get about 20 G's. I'll get you your money back.
You need an investment.
That's all I need. That's all I need is about 20 G's, Puffy. I swear, I'll get you your cash back plus a little interest. Go on ahead and holler at your girl. Just hit me up at RayCole90. No, I'm just...
Well, I do have to say on another note, though, when you put things in perspective for historically black colleges and universities and the financial difficulties that they've
mm-hmm.
faced and have faced, and, you know, a lot of schools are always dealing with being closed down
yeah.
because of financial challenges, I do think that entertainers and entrepreneurs who do have the means, meaning hundreds of millions of dollars or multiple millions of dollars, should consider, I mean, I can't tell you how to spend your money. That's not what I'm saying by any means, but I don't necessarily think that colleges and universities of those magnitudes should have to face the adversity financially that they do when we have so many people who are generating lots of money for themselves. So just something
I agree.
Would
you ever send your child to a HBCU?
Well, for me, I personally wanted to go to a HBCU, and I actually went for a couple of weeks, but because of my own financial difficulties, I wasn't able to stay. Moving on.
I had to get ghost real quick.
Well, so to answer your question, I would support my child in whatever endeavor that they wanted to do with their life. I would hope that they would want to go away to school. It'll be nice if they chose a historically black college or university based on the academic that they're interested in and what they can offer, not because it's a particular school. But if they don't choose to go to school, I'll support their dreams and endeavors that way as well, because life experiences can teach you just as well. So
you're right.
But
you're
I do
right.
have to pay for education. I do have to pay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
turn my nose down because no one went to school, because not everybody can, not everybody wants to, and sometimes their gift won't take them down that path. But that doesn't mean that they can't come back and be a teacher in a school, because they've got 20 years of experience in a particular area, or they have the resources to show people how to do it easier, faster, quicker. So.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree. I mean, I agree with you. Me too, I'm all for education, but I'm also for living whatever dream it is that you want to live. Like, if you think it's a reachable or an obtainable goal, it's your life. You know what I'm saying? Go for it. Like, have at it, you know? That's just how I feel. In regards to a HBCU, like I said, my situation, but, you know, whenever I have my own kids, like, I would say go for maybe a year or two to get the experience, just so, you know, like, so you can see what it's about. But, I mean, I truthfully would want them to graduate from, like, either one that's Howard. But, you know, but, like, for the most part, I kind of would want them to graduate somewhere where it's more like, it's something to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes it may hurt you more than it may help you. You get what I'm saying? Like, depending on who you're dealing with, like, granted, I mean, you shouldn't be proud, you shouldn't be ashamed of being black. I don't play that crap. But on the same token, if you're trying to get jobs and if they're researching, like, some people might discriminate against you because of that, or who knows? I just think that universities where some of everybody goes, like every race, like you said, diversity, it's a more realistic look on life. Like, because you're not just going to be competing with black people, you compete with the world. So, you know, that's just how I feel. But, you know, hey, whatever. And on to the next subject.
Okay. Moving on, people.
Insane.
I just wanted to touch on a topic that we addressed last week for Donald Sterling, the owner of the LA Clippers, who was recorded by his girlfriend, who says she's not his girlfriend. She was just his silly rabbit, quote unquote, according
Tricks
to her.
Tricks are for kids.
Huh?
Tricks off the kids.
Oh, yeah.
You said silly rabbit.
That's what she told Barbara Walters.
Girl,
Barbara
bye.
Barbara Walters asked her to exactly explain.
Girl,
that.
Bye.
So she said that
toodaloo.
She's personal assistant. Personal assistant, girlfriend, whatever you want to call yourself. She recorded him making. Yes.
Whatever hoes are calling themselves these days.
You know what? You're not going to reel me on that one. No, moving on. So,
okay, I'm listening.
She recorded the conversation they had because he was upset that she posted a picture of her and Magic Johnson on Instagram. And she said that she didn't know Magic Johnson. She was
just
an admirer of his. Well, so from that fallout of the tape conversation.
Hold on. Wait. Okay,
yes.
Wait, before you carry on, you said she didn't know he was Magic Johnson.
She didn't know him personally. She was just an admirer of Magic Johnson, a fan, basically.
Okay. So I see the pattern here. Okay, you can keep on moving.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not that swift. I don't know what the pattern is, but I'm sure you'll kill me after.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
So,
moving along.
Of course, yes, the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, announced his decision to give Donald Sterling a lifetime ban from the NBA league, as well as fine him $2.5 million. Now, there has been some interest in buying the L.A. Clipper team, even though Sterling is saying it's not for sale, but Oprah Winfrey's expressed interest, Floyd Mayweather, Magic Johnson, and others. I just wanted to give that quick little follow-up because that does seem like swift and hefty. I don't know. Is it justice? Is it too far? What do you say?
You really want to know my opinion?
Well, hold on.
Do you really want to know?
Before you give your opinion, let me just also say that there was another fallout from this incident, and that had to do with the Los Angeles chapter of the NAACP. The president of that particular chapter actually resigned, Leon Jenkins. Leon Jenkins, the president of the LA chapter of the NAACP.
No comment. Speak no evil. Go ahead.
Yes, Leon Jenkins. So before, when the tape initially came out, the NAACP was going to honor Sterling for his commitment to the civil rights movement, so to speak, on May 15th. They were going to give him an actual Lifetime Achievement Award, and this was going to be his second one from that particular chapter. He received another one, I believe, in 2009. But
oh, wow.
During the time from 2009 that he initially received it, before he received it in 2009, he had been sued by the U.S. Department of Justice for alleged housing discrimination, which he had to settle for $2.7 million. Because he refused to rent apartments to Hispanics and to Blacks. And, you know, there have been other grumblings and charges from players on the teams of things that he said and done that were disparaging to them. So for him to receive this lifetime award, now he did. They're saying his charitable foundation, the Donald T. Sterling Charitable Foundation, gave $5,000 to the NAACP, the Los Angeles chapter, in 2010. This is according to tax records, but there weren't any other subsequent contributions made thereafter. So I don't know, for him to get this Lifetime Achievement Award, and this is going to be the 100th anniversary celebration of the Los Angeles chapter, I kind of think that maybe due diligence wasn't done, a lot of research wasn't done, and also
I think it's all business.
Well, how could it be business? He only gave $5,000. Is that warranted?
Yeah, but if I give you another award, you're probably gonna give me another donation. You see what I'm saying? Like I just, you know,
Leon Jenkins, the president of the NAACP for L.A., when the recordings came out, he said, whoa, we don't know if it's him. We don't know if it's his voice on there. And after the dominoes fell, you know, now he wants to withdraw himself so as to not bring additional scrutiny to the NAACP. So he separated himself.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got the swine dive into this. Okay.
Go.
Okay, first off, Leon Jenkins. Okay, Jenkins, Mr. Jenkins. First off, if you're not at fault for anything, why are you retreating? If I don't feel like I'm at fault for anything, I'm not going to resign from anything. I'm going to say, how was I supposed to know he was a racist?
You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, he had other accusations against him, yes. Okay, I mean, maybe that was the red flag that you missed. However, it just seems like you didn't do your research. That I wouldn't have left. I would say, hey, I just didn't check his background. I'm sorry. You know, I thought I was doing something honorable. But, I mean, that's a little fishy right there. Two, I think it's all business. Like, I think it was a time when black establishments and black folks stood for something other than just financial gain. I'm not saying that that's, well, that is kind of what I'm saying, but I don't have proof. But that's just what my mind is pondering right now. I think it has something to do with financial gain. I'm just going to leave it at that. Back to the girl that he, who wasn't his girlfriend, was his girlfriend, whoever you
the
are, like, this girl, yes, tricks off the kids. That's what we're going to call him. It's tricks off the kids. Girl, bye. You know what I'm saying? You was in there doing that, old man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was doing them. And like we spoke about before, you probably was in cahoots with his wife to try to get him framed. But I just think that, granted, he was wrong for what he said, okay? I'm not saying that he was right. I'm not saying that racism is right because it's not right. However, he has the right to feel however he wants to feel and to say whatever he wants to say in the comfort of his own home. Now, what was your motive behind taping him? You see what I'm saying? Why would you tape him saying that if you're supposed to be his woman? Like, I think what it was, you realized that he was about to cut your ass off because if you listen to that tape, he pretty much told her, I could find another you, pretty much saying, I don't need you. You need me. Let's not get it twisted. That's what he was letting her ass know. Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to tape you, and I'm going to blackmail you and put this out there so the world can think that you're a racist, which you are kind of racist. Sorry, old man, but you are. But, you know, you are product of your times. What, he's like 83? He's like ancient.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's old, okay? Like, he came from that time when it was okay to speak that way. I'm not. Now, give him a pass, but that's just the time that he came from. So, you know,
right.
I'm sorry. But like I said before, like if you watch my blogs, yes, I just a selfish plug there. Check me out on YouTube.
Yes.
I'm an indie artist.
Yes.
But if you watch my blogs, like I said, like, you know, he's a crusty old man. Those are his thoughts. I don't believe that it's cool to take somebody in the comfort of their own home. Like, she should be arrested for that because that's blackmail. I don't care how you try to spin it. That's blackmail. Why else would you take this?
I agree with you to a certain extent. Yes, you should have the ability to say and do whatever you want to in the comfort of your own home, but
mm-hmm.
that just goes to show you have to be careful
who you let in there.
Let into your circle, that's one.
Yeah,
and
your
two,
space, honey.
What you choose to speak out into the atmosphere, into the world, because even though you can say what you want, there's going to be consequences.
I agree. But I think if you're screwing somebody, you think you know what I'm saying? I think I could tell you a little bit more than the next person. You see what I'm saying? If me and you intimate, or if I'm thinking you my boonopolis and this is what we got going, you know what I'm saying? I think that I can confide in you a little bit more than the next person. So, I mean,
okay, that's
not
right. I just don't agree.
Look, I'm going to say this. I got two things to say, then I'm going to spin a record because we got to get ready for the next interview. But I don't agree with blackmailing nobody. He wasn't right for saying what he said. You get what I'm saying? That he wasn't right at all for his comments. However, I think he has a love-hate relationship with black people because it's all black people on the team. And if you think about it, he's telling her, don't be seen with black people. Somebody made a good point. I watched, you know, this guy Tommy Sotomayor made a good point. He said, well, you got to think about it. You're taking pictures with other men. You're bringing them to my game. I don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? Just like if I was in a relationship with somebody and it was a white chick, you might hear, hey, don't bring that white bitch to the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm not racist. I could care less. But but I'd say black bitch. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn what race you are. I don't care if you red or yellow, black and white. All I'm saying is this. I just don't think it was a fair treatment. And the whole ban him for life, he like 80-something. He might die tomorrow. What? I mean, 2.5 million? Like, I mean, with black people. Listen to me. It's time to stop being the victims and to start being the victors in life. So what? He's racist, and he said whatever he said. That whatever, that's on that old-ass man. Don't let that mess up your money. Don't let that make you bow your head and say, he said this about black folks. So I know a lot of black people that be saying some off-the-wall stuff about other races. You know what I'm saying? But if they started to hold us accountable the way that we hold them accountable, it would be a problem. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to, okay, let me just spin a record because I'm getting worked up. I don't really want to get into the race stuff, so I'm going to change the damn subject and play a record, okay? Chris Lick, wake up. Here we go. Hopefully we'll be getting in with our next interview. D.I. will end you up Saturday. Here we go. Boom.
I bet you niggas do think y'all white. College don't mean shit. Y'all niggas, and you going to be niggas forever, just like us. Niggas. You're not niggas.
Nothing. That's true.
Peace. Tell the God. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to my niggas. Keep holding me down, man. Nothing real if you know my people vibing to my shit. Part of my franchise. Fresh off the coast where the lush farm growing. The Shiraz is fine. Shorty, she the one. Why I brothers finally chose who I'ma side with. Black fist in my rebel sky, thorns in my rebel eye. Yelling, screaming, free me here, fuck it, you're high. Part of my bias, but my people need change. And the shit is running late, now what the time is? And what you need being black? Come with fast cars and a bad bitch. Do it mean I push crack? Do it mean I kill brothers over her shit? Man, that's how y'all want them viewing us, my niggas, please. Good morning.
Discipline is motivation. When a man is motivated, discipline will take care of itself.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons you could never learn enough.
I spit the pain that hurts, pay my respects to the game at church. God bless me, gave me a heart and a brain that works. Mom thought I couldn't be tamed at first, so she sent me away to my pop's house, and I came back worse. One of my uncles said, be smart, stay in the rap game. Don't be stupid and kill a nigga over a crap game. Well, that was good advice. Only thing that fucked me up is he the type to smack a sucker. If he short a couple bucks, I'm on a higher lane in life. You thinking the finer things is ice. Running behind you, snatching rocks like homie, it's time to pay the price. Give me a, let's get dark, press rewind and fade the light.
I already let them know, but let's remind them how to try me.
Confusion and pain, don't know what's the lose of the game. It's like I'm walking in these streets with no shoes in the rain. But who's there to blame? Nobody but the rules of the game. That's how life is. They wish they had a style like his. Cause even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough.
I'm on a beat like, helping you move your feet right. Keep tight, stay focused, I ain't that weak. Play my speak like my lyrics is well perfected. And I get well respected, even the girls accept it. Coming from a younger male perspective. Trash, lower the bass, watch how I grab the track and throw it in place. I don't mean to brag and say I know what it takes. It takes a hot hook, fuck if you wanted a top crook. The way I spit that fire, man, I never get my spot took. It's a must, I pressure them. And plus, Ace told me the difference from us and them. It's us, I stay showing the hood in these white tee all around it. Fresh fitted to go with it, homie, that be my climbing gear. You ain't gotta care, prick, get the fuck out of here. Keep all of your comments, I'm only concerned with dollars here. I usually ease off stress, sitting in cloudy air. Now I put a beat on and bless it with all my pain and tears.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. So try to stay focused as these days go by. Some of us under pressure and we all know why. No need to hold it in, if it hurts, let it go. Real, recognize real, you ain't gotta let them know.
Hey baby girl, what's up? What you need?
No, you're not my lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, so I ain't always round. These girls be acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you. When I was broke, you paid me, even though I worked your nerves. It's pain in the streets that made me, but you still know my worth. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that, ooh, you know I got that. But when you need the, whoa, just get at me, whoa. Whatever you need, shorty, you know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, that's alright. Just wanna know that you're okay.
Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay?
Life, it drives me crazy, flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me, I guess they figure with my name, they get fame, and a baby, it'll all be cool, that's why your love's amazing, ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving, I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady, but I'm a player type of fella, on a real love, and you know love, I can't play you, you know I like that, ooh, you know I got that, so when you need the, whoa, just get at me, my, whatever you need. You know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple stacks to hold you down, girl, that's alright. Just wanna know that you're
I know men taxing your life, cause they just write you off. But they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye. And not your inner beauty, don't make them worth your cry. Just do your Mary J. Blige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige, just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match. A calling card for them, you don't know how to act. Cause you know I ain't tripping. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'ma always care. Get what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, do the show. But these fools are the new, I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. Yeah. And I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay?
Mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old. 8 years into the disease was when all the light went out.
For me, it was heart-wrenching.
Looking into the eyes of somebody with Alzheimer's sometimes, you just don't see the person's soul is like gone.
And it takes a toll on everyone. I mean, it's a depressing disease to watch unfold before your eyes.
She actually thought those of us who were caring for her and who loved her most were her worst enemies.
More and more responsibilities fell on my shoulders.
This disease just ravages a family.
It changes your life.
The magnitude of it is indescribable. My mother taught me to be in the moment.
We have to live in the moment with them.
And I'm going to be with that person right now in this moment, wherever she is.
Now is the moment. If we work together, we can stop this epidemic.
Contact Bright Focus and learn more.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back on the D Hour Indie Up Saturday show. I am your girl, Ray Cole. Holding it down with me is my cousin, Nikki. Yes, yes, yes. I guess our interview might have the time zones a little mixed up. I'm not sure. But we're going to keep the program rolling on to the next topic.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hold on 1 second here. Okay, there's some talkerization going on. Okay, okay. So the next topic that we're going to discuss is Beyonce, officially named highest earning black artist of all time. Okay, and this is from Bossip. Bossip, yes, we were just talking about them earlier, weren't we?
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to get into that. We're gonna pass. Okay. Anyways, okay, so I'm going to read a little bit of this. It says, Beyonce beats out MJ, Janet, and even Prince to take the crown for the highest earning black artist ever. I find that hard to believe, but we're gonna read through it anyway. Okay. Let me put on some music here. I find that a little hard to believe. More than Michael. I mean, but granted, well, I don't know. But let's let them prove their point. Okay, that's what we're gonna do. There we go. Topic music. Okay. Beyonce has been named highest paid black artist of all time. According to the Billboard magazine, Queen Bee has overtaken previous earning records held by the likes of Michael Jackson, his sister Janet, and Prince to take the title, and it's all thanks to her Mrs. Carter Show World Tour. The publication claims that Bee took home a cool, $212 million from the year-long jaunt, with the tour eventually selling 1.8 million tickets across 126 states. The most recent European leg of the tour, which saw the star perform 25 days from February to March, is thought to have earned her $41 million alone. Bee is set to make even more cash this year after announcing a joint U.S. tour with her husband, Jay-Z, titled On the Road, which starts this summer. So, So, what do you think about that, cuzzo? What's your thoughts?
Well, if she is, in fact, rightfully designated for that number one spot as the highest paid, what is it, entertainer, singer, what was it?
They said black artist of all time.
Black artist, yeah, well, of all time. I need to see some more information. I need to see some more proof. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm trying to roll with that, but it's hard for me to even conceive that she could be more than what Michael Jackson has been, especially since he's been in the industry since, what, the age of five?
He's been fans for a long time.
And he has the catalog rights to what, Elvis, to the Beatles, who are in their own right giants, and, you know, the amount of money and royalties he would get just from those catalogs. I mean, his estate now, obviously, rest in peace, but I don't know. I'm sorry. But
I feel you.
I'm sorry.
I feel you, because then we just say Puff Daddy got $700 million. I think you said all she made was $212 million from the tour. Granted, I know she got some other money, but I just find it very hard.
Of Puff Daddy, I mean, her clothing. I don't hear of her having a clothing line and alcohol.
She had
and
one.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if you still got it, but them clothes was garbage. I hate to say it, Beyonce, but you could have did better than that. Like, some of that stuff was awful. I was like, no, ma'am. And then you got the nerve to put $60-$70 on it and not going. Not ever happening. Like, I'd rather wear sweatpants from the dollar store. Like, I mean,
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't see her line doing. It's not active now. I know P. Diddy's line is active, you know, and he's gone from not just streetwear, but he's went to formal wear too. I'm talking about active stuff. So I don't know. Is that why her and Jay-Z on the Run tour are
trying to make more money?
Yes.
I read that too, that they were like asking for a lot of money, and some people were kind of feeling, you know, some type of way about that for the simple fact that, you know, I mean, it's cool. That's why I didn't go to her concert, because when she came to St. Louis, you know, my friend was asking me to go, and I'm looking at the tickets. I'm like, like, boy, bye. Like, the most you're going to get off for me from a concert ticket. Now, granted, I can't say that. Never mind. Let me backtrack. Because, I mean, I think that maybe $100, 100-ish dollars, but anything over that I think is a tad bit ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, like, don't nobody have the type of money to spend on your concert. You know what I'm saying? Unless they're giving out autographed T-shirts or autographed posters, like, I'll just catch you on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
or I have not
been to one of her shows, but I have heard that she puts on a hell of a show. So, I mean, I guess if people wanted to splurge for a good time, they're feeling nostalgic, and they want to go ahead, they're saying that the average ticket price on the secondary market is $342.67.
Wait a minute, how much?
Jay-Z, on the secondary market, this is, okay, the average price is $342.67 on the secondary market.
For one of their tickets?
Yes, ma'am. That doesn't include the service fee, which can be raised based on wherever you're getting it from. It could be $50, $40, $30.
I see they real delusional over in the Carter household.
And I just want to know, what the hell is Jay-Z part going to be? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm sure he's talented, and I'm sure he could put on a good show, but rappers can only do so much on the stage. A singer like Beyonce, they can put on a show. Because that just is the forum for the genre of music, right? But
for $300 and some dollars, I'm gonna need a party all weekend. Okay, I'm gonna need the boogie in the store on Friday around 7, and then Sunday around 12. Okay, for I'm expecting an extravaganza for $300. Some not dollars. You feel me? Like, y'all are
so first to the event.
Yes, I'm gonna need go karts to come pick me up from my car. First off, I'm gonna need valet, and I'm gonna need the go kart to ferry me over to the concert venue. I'm gonna need somebody massaging my shoulders and my feet while I sit here. Like, y'all are tripping. Like, $300 and some dollars for what? But here you sing, and there you rap. Like, who else coming? Just y'all too? Like, no, ma'am. No, sir. No, thank you. Like, y'all are tripping.
Okay,
for real,
wait a minute. But as an artist, if you're able, because surely, and You can go to Polestar, you know, like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and all the people that have been able to tour and things like that. Well, I shouldn't say the Beatles, they're no longer together, but you know, people who are a part of the band or what have you, they're able to pull a lot of money, YouTube and things like that. I don't know if they're not so far off the mark when it comes to big entertainers, but those bands that I just called out have had longevity in the entertainment industry, and two, they may not be around that much longer, so people would be more prone to spend a little bit more money because they may not see them again. But these are some young enough entertainers. They have some more life to them in the industry, more legs to them. I don't know. What will their ticket price
be? I'm just saying, if they asking, yeah, that's what I'm saying. 10 years from now, they asking for that now, it's going to be a grand to get up in the Beyonce, Jay-Z concert in 10 years. You're going to have to sell some to get up in there. Like, I just think that's ridiculous. That's beyond ridiculous in my opinion. I was reading an article, and, you know, Kid Rock, they said that what he did, in order for people still to be able to afford, you know, to come to his show, he cut prices somewhere. I think the tickets, he kept the tickets at a certain amount so people would still come out and support him. You see what I'm saying? Like, I think they're just being a little bit greedy. You know, I mean, y'all already got most of the money. You're already on the top spot. Like, what about, I think they're not thinking about, just say those kids that probably really want to see you, are people that really want to see you, and they maybe be able to afford, you know, a little less than $100, but for $200-$300, who coming to see you? Like, I'm just trying, like, unless y'all gonna have, like, some type of beach party or something like that, like, okay, I can get with something like that, but $300 for an arena to go to, like, the Savage Center, the Schaefer's Arena, like, you'll never get that out of me. I wouldn't give a damn if I was sitting on millions. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I just think that's craziness. That's, I don't know. I think that's just a bit much. I would say maybe $200 for both of them. Okay, I think that's a fair price because y'all are big celebrities, okay? I think that's a fair price for $300-something. Like, that's a damn bill. You know what I'm saying? That's a car note. Like, I don't know. No. Sorry, Beyonce and Jay-Z, but I won't be H to the Izzo and at your show. Won't be happening, okay? I won't be dangerously in loving or drunken loving at your show. I'll be watching you via YouTube when the people start putting your stuff on YouTube. Because I remember it was a point in time, I remember when I was a kid, you couldn't take cameras in the concert. Like, if you had a camera, they make you either take it back to the car or you have to drop your stuff off in this little box thing. But, you know, we live in a different... We live in a different world. Everybody's phone got cameras and stuff. So, you know, whatever H to the Izzo and V to the Izze and all that crap, okay?
All that. Wait a minute.
99 problems and your ticket prices is one. You know?
That's a good one.
Yes, honey. Yes. I ain't got time for
jiggas. It cuts out a large market, definitely, of people who were and are supporters of theirs. And I just wonder how they think about what they think about that, because I don't necessarily think it's fair that, you know, a large segment of the population who really have supported them from day one may be priced out. Maybe.
This is an invitation to people that got money. This ain't no invitation to folks that's broke. And that's just the reality of it. Like, they may have got rich off broke people, but as far as, like, you know, they need people with money to support them. I mean, that's just the reality of it, you know, because broke people, we ain't buying CDs. We down there at Hood's Lot bootlegging them. I don't bootleg CDs. I don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I want to be entertaining my, you know, I'm not want to be, but I'm in the same field.
Artists.
So I wouldn't want anybody,
bootlegging my stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe in the bootleg, but people do it. People set up shop and have all type of CDs. Like, I remember the first time I seen a bootleg CD. I was looking at it. The dude was trying to sell it to me. I'm looking. I'm like, why does it look like you Xerox copy?
I know it's offensive at first, huh? It's like,
yeah, wait, really?
Homework?
Like, sir, bye. Oh, wait a minute, girl. They be having deals. 2 for $5.
I know, but still, I do wonder what the indie artist thinks about that situation. Like, you know, because obviously you need the support of the general public to sustain yourself and just to receive your product. You know, it's not always about the money, but I wonder to, like they say, what would you do for a Klondike bar? How much would you be willing to sell your ticket for? Is it about the money now? I mean, where's the line going to be drawn? Is it about the art or is it about the money? Because surely if she's one of the highest paid or the highest paid black entertainer, reportedly, why would her tickets need to be that high? Because, could you please explain that to me as an artist?
Well, they probably, both of their names are on the ticket. They're probably like, we're two big names. You know what I'm saying? So the people, they want to see us, they'll pay to see us. So they maybe they think this is the concert that everybody has been waiting for. You know, and it's real easy for me to say, oh, well, I wouldn't do that. Or other people to say, oh, I wouldn't do that. But you really don't know what you'll do until you're in that situation, until you can demand, or until you feel that you can demand those type of prices. Now, I think, in my opinion, I think this is going to be hit or miss. They're either going to pack the house or they're going to flop horribly because of the ticket prices, because that's a lot of money. Like, you have to start saving up now. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you a regular Joe, you know what I'm saying, that's going from month to month, that's paying for daycare, car note and bills, and if you a regular person, you got to start putting 50 away now just to go. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but if you got
out your hair and your clothes, especially
yes.
for a female, you can't just show up looking any type of way. You
well,
know?
You're going to have a homemade hairdo, and you're going to be at the Goodwill picking through the racks trying to get you something because you got to cut costs somewhere.
Right.
You got to cut costs somewhere. You're going to be selling blood just to get you an outfit. I'm sorry. I can't support that. Like, I mean, just me now saying it now, I can't do it. Granted, like I said, they on a different playing field. Apparently, they are going after people that got the coin to come. They're not looking for us broke folk that, you know, got to take our check. Got to take your check and go get their ticket. Like, no, I won't be up in that bitch. Excuse my French. Working on myself, I'll be outside the concert hall listening in. I'm like, yeah, sound like they jamming in there. Sound like they having a good time. I wouldn't know because I ain't going to be in there. Yes, honey, yes.
Be like
yes.
And you're like the football people, how they do the tailgating outside. It's bigger than a football game. Maybe we could tailgate at one of their concerts. What about that?
Well, sounds like a win to me. Well, I mean, it is kind of bootlegging, but on the same token, just like people know about bootlegging. When you try to when you try to bootleg, sometimes that person stand up right in the middle of the movie and walk right in front of the screen, mess your whole show up. So that's the concept behind that. You won't be able to hear everything, but you will know they jam, and that's all you're going to know is there's a concert going on. Anyways, well, I guess what we'll do now is we will spin another record, and then when we come back, we'll dive over into another topic and then prepare for our last interview for the night. So we're going to do some Don McLean, Used to Be. Here we go. I love that I know many faces I know.
sure I can hear you moan through the microphone. Yeah, but you're just gonna make me watch. Watch as you slowly take it off.
Yes. We are back on the D Hour Network Indie Up Saturday. My name is Ray Cole. Holding down with me is my cuzzo and co-host Nikki, aka Nikita.
Go ahead and finish. It's okay.
No, I can't. I'm trying to break the habit, man. I'm telling you. It's like a person that smokes cigarettes. It's like, oh, well, I don't want to smoke it no more. I'm going to put it away. Like, I'm working on me. Look, I'm trying to do a whole lot of stuff. The cursing, the changing of the name. Like, man, look, I am a work in progress, okay? I'm working on the reach, I promise. Okay. So we're going to get into another topic here before we get to our first interview for tonight. So, I'm going to let my cousin take the wheel on this one. And, yes,
and we are talking about another history maker in the entertainment industry. We spoke about P. Diddy and him being one of the biggest hip-hop artists, the controversy having the honorary degree conferred on him and speaking at the commencement at Howard University. We spoke about Donald Sterling and him receiving the lifetime ban and $2.5 million fine. We talked about Beyonce allegedly being the top black entertainer, but we're going to put an asterisk on that.
You're ripping people off.
But now we're going to speak about Keke Palmer, and she has scored a deal for the Keke Palmer Project, and she is going to become our youngest person to host a talk show.
Yay!
So according to Madame Noir, Keke Palmer, she's 20 years old, and she's going to have a talk show that's addressed to her social media audience. And
Okay. Basically,
yeah, this is a show that's going to air in July, Monday through Friday, so that's got to be a tough schedule for her.
But
it's going to be produced. I know. But listen, it's produced by Telepictures and Judge Mathis, who is going to serve as an executive producer. So go ahead, Judge Mathis. Okay.
Well, yes. Snap for you, Judge Mathis. Yes.
So I kind of feel a little confident that he's behind it. I mean, he's kind of entertaining, but I think he's pretty much a straight shooter as far as the entertainment industry goes. So for him to be backing her, I think her show may, you know, do well. And the show basically is going to revolve around fashion, pop culture, social issues, sex, and celebrity interviews. And it'll also have some on-the-street and undercover segments. And it's, again, basically large. It's largely based on Palmer's interactions with her fans on social media. And let me just read this quote that she said, because I think this is very interesting to the indie audience that's listening now, the what social media can do for you and how it can heighten your profile and gain, get you more audience exposure. It says, the quotes, I like to read quotes that touch on how I'm feeling, and if I'm dealing with confusion, I will read quotes about clarity and peace of mind. And I started posting these quotes on my Twitter page, and the fans responded so positively. I realized that many of them were dealing with similar issues, and the quotes helped to open up a genuine dialogue between us. So I think that's something that we can all take into consideration. What we post on our social media can either help us or hurt us.
Well,
obviously she has been helped because telepictures and Judge Mathis are supporting this, and she's only 20 years old. I'm kind of wondering what in the world could she really have to say, but I mean, you can learn from everybody. So,
well, she's young, she's hot, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just did that, you know, the TLC movie that was on VH1, you know, and then people kind of know her from being from like a, being a kid actress. So I think that she may have, I think that she would have a following, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think a man like Judge Mathis, I mean, granted, you know, we don't know him personally or how he do handle his coin, but you would think that he wouldn't invest in something that he didn't think would work. You know what I'm saying? Or that he didn't think that could possibly work. And you said it's on BET, right? So, I mean,
Say it was on BET. No, it was Telepictures, but I don't think I don't think it's going to be on BET. I'm sorry.
BET is Black Entertainment Television. Get out, girl, by BET ain't been Black Entertainment Television since the 90s. But anyways, I think that's awesome for her. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I see a young woman doing her thing or, you know, reaching her dreams, especially at such a young age, like, you know, it's almost bittersweet for me because I remember being young and having goals and dreams and, you know, and hoping and wishing that I could get to them. So just to see somebody that young and that's doing a damn thing, I take my hat off to you.
Yes.
Do the damn thing, like, work it, honey, yes. Like, strut and work and pose and Vogue and all that, you know, and enjoy your life.
We need a recording with some hand clapping.
Wait a minute. I got some hand claps. Wait, I got to find them. Hold on. Where is it at? Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah,
20 years
these
old.
I'm gonna need you to move these boo hand claps away from the clapping hand claps. Because last week when we was introducing somebody, I accidentally hit the boo. That was awkward. That was real awkward. I was like, no, not the boo. Like, this person gonna think I'm being shady. Like, no, I really didn't mean to. They just too close together on the thing. Put some in between it.
I'm gonna have
put
to
the
ask
booze.
You.
Put the boos in red letters, okay? So I can make sure I see boo, okay?
That's hilarious.
I was embarrassed. I ain't gonna even lie. It was a little embarrassing. I was like, ooh. Like, hopefully they ain't hear them boos. I was like, let me hear everybody the hand clap.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry. Okay, moving on. Okay. I have my last.
Moving on. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and spin another record, and hopefully we will be getting it in with our interviewee when we get back. So I'm going to go ahead and spin J. Marie Future. We had her on the show before, had a ball, had a blast. She brought the life to the party. So, yes, let's go ahead and get her music in rotation. J. Marie Future. Clear your throat just a little bit. Okay, here we go. Okay. born March 24th, 1993. Oh, you were almost a Pisces. Too bad you missed out. But born March 24th, 1993, better known as Young Star, he is an unsigned American rapper born in St. Louis, Missouri, raised in East St. Louis, hey, Illinois, a reckless neighborhood. I'm sorry, a reckless neighborhood riddled with drugs and crime. Young was a rap name he chose, means brave and courage. He started rapping and writing lyrics at the age of 16. After getting off the right track in life and losing his grandmother to cancer before his 21st birthday, Young was encouraged by his ailing mother to take his musical career more seriously. He moved from his home studio to a professional studio. Young is an all-around rapper who can switch from rap to trap rap to hip-hop, okay? So let's give a warm D-Hour Indie Up Saturday. Welcome to Young Star.
What's that?
Yes, yes. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Yes,
from my
hometown. Yes, wonderful. Yes. East St. Louis in the house. Hey.
East St. Louis represents.
One time.
Yes. What'd you say?
I say one time. That's the city.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
I just rolled through there not too long ago.
Yes. You know we from the hood, because people from the hood, honey, whenever they somewhere, you don't care where you at, you like, yeah. Okay, but anyway.
Hey, real talk. They just love.
You know what, let me tell you a little side story, and we're going to get off into the interview. I had a guy call from like an 800 number out of New York once, and he was on the phone, and he was like, oh, my God, is this East St. Louis? I was like, yeah, you calling, this is in East St. Louis? He's like, oh, my God, I'm from East St. Louis. I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be calling about a bill. But he was so happy to hear from somebody in East St. Louis. I was like, this is crazy, sir.
He called from the whole 1-800 number, though.
Yes, like you a bill collector. Like you lose sight of what you called him for.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, so we're gonna jump right into it. Okay. So describe yourself in three words.
Describe myself in three words.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligent. Know what I'm saying? Intelligent,
okay.
All around rapper, and just humble. I'm just trying to stay humble. Get on the right track.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, hey, you have to be humble.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get too far. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to stay on my 10.
I know that's right. Okay, so are you a self-taught? Rapper, or have you, I don't know if they give lessons to rappers, but I think I could teach a rapper how to rap. That's just my own personal thing. But are you self-taught, or have you, like, took any lessons for any of your musical abilities?
I ain't took no lessons. I just started doing it on my own. Shit, I just got in the studio. I was doing home, but, like, I had to sit back because I was just rapping. I was like, damn. I don't really like what I'm doing, so I had to sit back and try to study bars and metaphors to get better. So I just sit back and did that. I was teaching myself.
Okay. Well, hey, that's the best way to do it, because when you teach yourself, man, you know, you can go a lot further. And most times we learn what we want to know more about. You know what I'm saying? We gravitate.
Yeah, I was like, I don't just want nobody to listen to the beat. I want to hear what I'm saying in the song. I want you to hear my lyrics. I don't just want you to hear the beat. I want you to hear the lyrics, too.
I know that's right. Okay. Cuzzo, you got any questions you want to throw into the pot?
Yes. I just want to know, how long does it take you to write a song on average? Because I know you started off around 16, and then you got serious thereafter, so you've been doing it for a while. So how long does it take you on average to write a rap?
Last time I wrote a rap, it took me about like 40, 50 minutes.
Okay.
Straight. Because I was like, oh, I was up one night. I was like, ooh, I'm feeling this song. And it was in my head, and I just wrote it and went to the studio and laid it down the next day. I wrote it like the same, like 40, 50 minutes and just went to go lay it down. Sometimes it take me like an hour or a day to write a song. Mm-hmm. But last okay. song I did, it took me like 40, 50 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You said you had something to talk about.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what do you prefer? Do you prefer being in studio work or performing live? Which one do you prefer most and why?
I think performing live, just seeing people vibing to your music. I prefer a studio, too, because I love being in the studio. It's something, like, to keep my mind from just keep on out of that depressed mood. So I like being in the studio sometimes because it'd be fun to me. But performing live, though, because I like hearing, like, seeing people vibing to my music.
Right.
Like, the last concert I did, it was real good. And people were shaking my hands when I got off the stage because they were feeling what I was saying in my song.
Mm-hmm.
So I like performing live.
Can you tell us a little bit about that concert? Where was it, and what kind of concert was it?
It was a little 420 Stoner Bash at Studio 618 in East St. Louis. It was like they had the whole city to come together for a concert.
Okay. Sound like y'all was boogieing 420. I know what was going on in there.
Yeah, I got another concert coming on May the 17th.
Where is it
going to
be at? Go ahead and let the listening audience know.
It's going to be at the Lush in East St. Louis, the old Rolex.
Okay. I've been there once. I think so.
Yeah, it's a Dream Chaser event.
Okay. I like that title. Yes. I like that title a lot. You know, you say that you like being in the studio. I can deal without the studio.
I like being in the studio, though. It's comfortable to me. I love it.
It's like home.
It's
cool, but just when you in there, like, if you got to keep singing the same stuff over and over again, like, I'll be ready to pull my hair out. But that's just me. Like, I mean, some people do love it. Like, I mean, because it is a chill. Most times when you're in a studio, you know, it's kind of chill, and you kind of get to be off into your element a little bit more. So I could definitely see why it's likable. I don't know. The recording part is the part where it's like, somebody just stabbed me. Why don't you? But,
well, maybe he came into the studio and killed the rap in one take. Is that the type of rapper you are?
Say one take?
Yeah.
One
hit or quitter.
I don't know.
I don't want to speak for you, but I'm just saying.
I can't do it with one hit or quitters. I like to keep coming back with something that's going to keep the crowd.
That's why I'm just
putting nothing out. I'll be patient on putting everything out because I want everything to be right. I want something like everybody can feel, like some people can dance to, some the streets can feel, and some people can feel about their life or something.
Oh,
okay.
I want to be clear. I wasn't saying you're a one-hit wonder. I just meant that.
I know it's a lot of one-hit wonders.
When
I was at the studio, this producer was telling me about a lot of one-hit wonders, like he produced for, like, Roscoe Dash and all them. He said they still trying to find another hit.
Well, yeah,
because
I don't even know who that is. But, no shade, no pun intended. I really don't know who they are. Like, I mean, you know, but anyway, they don't know who I am. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, whatever. Okay, so say we are trying to grind and make it. Okay,
yeah.
So which song? No. This isn't the question that I wanted to ask you. Wait a minute. Here we go. Okay, what do you think is the biggest barrier you have had to face and overcome as an indie artist and performer in your quest to achieve your goals and wider spread success? So, yeah, pretty much what obstacles have you had to encounter, you know, as an indie artist?
You say what?
What obstacles did you have to encounter, like stuff, you know, people hating on you or, you know.
Somebody got my video took down.
What?
Yeah, somebody recorded my video. They kept reporting it, talking about inappropriate behavior. And when you report it so many times, when they report it so many times, it gets taken down.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say, I seen your video, and I think whoever that was just a hater. Because, I mean, I seen the video. I didn't see anything that was inappropriate or anything that no other videos, you know what I'm saying, that other videos have the same, you know, type of, I mean, you had a unique storyline, but you get what I'm saying? Other people have storylines that do the similar things, and their videos are still up. So, I mean, that's craziness to me.
Yeah, that
that's
was just
crazy.
That's just how I say I love my city, but that's just how our city is, though. Don't nobody really try to support nobody. Everybody don't want to really see nobody make it.
Well, I think.
Go ahead. I think that's an interesting statement that you think that nobody wants to see you make it from where you're from, but what ingredient do you think makes you special and unique as a performer? What makes you stand out?
Because I don't try to rap like what everybody do here. Like, I've been hearing music from people here, I be saying people trying to sound like Migos, Chief Keef. I don't try to sound like that. I don't try to rap about nothing that I don't do. If I rap about something, it's going to be something that I do in the song, because it's going to be the life I'm living. No, I'm not going to try to rap about nobody else. I don't want to be no Chief Keef. I don't want to be no Migos. I just want to be Young Stoy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
makes
my music stand out. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just want my music to stand out from everybody else.
I know.
See, everybody
right.
else, they be trying to imitate somebody else. That's not me.
Right.
If I feel like I got to imitate it, I don't want to do it.
Well, not only that, it's kind of, for me at least, it's kind of off-putting when people rap about lives that they don't live or stuff that they don't know anything about, because it's like, how would you know about this if you're not living a life, or at least, or if you don't know anybody that's lived this particular life? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you rapping about being a baller, but you on the bus,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you... I'm confused, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be rapping about trying to get your paper up, you know, so
yeah.
I definitely feel you.
See his authenticity because his name, Brave and Courage, you know, you got to be a soldier. You have to stand out and be a leader and set yourself apart. Can I just ask just quickly how your mother is doing? I know that you wrote in your bio that she was, you know, sick and things. Is she okay now? And you took care of her, which I strongly commend you for.
Right.
That support.
Yeah, I had to do that. I got to do that. See, she, they were saying for some years that my mother wasn't going to live long, for real.
Wow.
With sickle cell disease, because she got the worst of
one. Oh, wow.
But, you know, she make it. She still getting her crisis there now and then. They saying she got a lower choice, so we just pray about it. But I stick by 100%, you know what I'm saying?
Well, she's in our thoughts and prayers.
She got what she need. If no, got to grind for it. That's why I got to. That's why this music made me more focused. Because that's what I told my grandma I was going to do. She promised me to do that before she left her to make sure she was always straight.
Okay. Good. I mean, trust me, I can respect that. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes in this life, you don't always get to choose, you know what I'm saying, how your situations are going to be, you know, and sometimes you get inherited responsibilities, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I definitely tip my hat, you know, to you, because a lot of people wouldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? Some people, you know, you're on your own and two fingers to the wind, so... is, you know, that's definitely a commendable act. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? You'll be blessed for it, you know. Hey, just keep grinding, keep shining, and when your blessings come, stand there and just shimmy in them, okay?
Got to.
Shimmy, just let them come all down. Yes. Let them just fall on you. That's all I got to say.
East St. Louis Rock?
Yes, I'm telling you, people from East St. Louis, I don't care what nobody say about the city, I don't care what nobody try to say about the people, they are cut from a different cloth. I mean, we are cut from, because we come from a city where the odds are truly against you. You know what I'm saying? From the education system. I'm telling you, from home situations, all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And we still keep our head above the water and we float. You know what I'm saying? And we swim and we keep pushing till we get to where we got to go. So, yes, hoorah up in this bitch. East St. Louis.
Yes. Hey, all day.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so this is another one here. What is the one thing you are not willing or prepared to do ever in your quest to achieve a successful musical career?
One thing I will not do. Like I said, rappers now dressing up in skirts. I can't do that. I can't do that.
What? Thank goodness for that.
Wait a minute. What's that? The Boondocks? When the dudes hug
Memphis?
Yeah, when they was walking around. I'm sorry.
That's a perpetrator.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to move on. Because you got any questions you want to throw in the pot. We're going to move right along. And scene.
Okay. Scene. So which rap or raps best describes your sound and your style?
Why?
Yeah, which rap or raps that you made in your catalog that best describe your sound and your style, and what do you ultimately prefer, which rapper?
I don't really listen to rap, but I'll say
I thought you said rapper. Oh, I'm sorry. It's my accent. I'm sorry. I'm a
Cali accent.
You know? Yeah, but my way is St. Louis.
Yes.
Sorry.
But my style, I could say inspirational. I like rapping about real life stuff for real. That's what really gets me, because I love rapping about what's really going on in my life or something that somebody can feel what they're going through.
So give me one of your raps. What's the name of one of your rap or raps that best describes and is a representation of who you are as a rapper and your style?
I say my song, that what I've been through.
Okay,
that's the name of it. Yeah, what I've been through, that's the one we're going to be airing tonight.
Yeah, what I've been through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what advice would you give to other up-and-coming artists, rappers, singers, musicians about the music industry and what to kind of expect? You know what I'm saying? If this is something that they want to do, what to expect from the business side of things?
Business side, I say watch what you do, because some people will say they work with this person, don't really work with this person, and scam you off some money. You got to watch that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And really, just try to read up on something. Talk to somebody that you really know, that really know something about the music. Try to stay on that. But I'm really try to go heads into it when people try to tell you something, because people will throw you something just to scam you out some money. Because I done seen that happen with all these people be saying they working with these record labels. They ain't really working with them.
Yes. And you know what I noticed too? My thing is this. When people say, oh, I know this person, I know that person. Well, if you know them, how come they ain't helping you? That's my first question.
Right.
How come they not helping you get on? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know all these people, then not only that, with the whole money thing, I used to sit in on these A&R conference calls. And the advice that the A&R gave out was that if anybody comes to you talking about money, then you don't want to deal with that person, because 9 times out of 10, if it's somebody that got some clout, they're not going to come to you talking about what money you need to spend. They're going to come to you talking about what money they're going to put up so you can get to where you need to go. So, yeah, definitely beware of those sharks out there, because people try to take advantage of up-and-coming artists, something terrible. Every time I look up somebody trying to get me to pay for something and buy it, I don't think so. If I want to interview, if it ain't free, I'll interview my damn self. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You tell them they know T.I. and all that. Come on now. Man, they be wanting to charge you to talk for a song submission or for us to do a contract for us to sign you. You got to pay a $200, send us $200, $300. I'm like, nah, that's just crazy. Somebody really wanted to sign you, they gonna tell you, they gonna give you some money up front if they really want to sign. They gonna ask you for no money. They gonna back up behind you. Somebody asks you for some money, that's a scam.
Yes. And if the first thing you say to me is, I know T.I. and you can't show me no pictures or no evidence or no proof, get out my face. You know what I'm saying? if the first thing you say is who you know and you down here in the same predicament as me, get out of my face. Like, move on with the lies. Okay? Before I mate you. Look what I make you for trying to scam me, for trying to get over on me, trying to play me like my name, Boo Boo the Fool. No, stay away from me.
That's what they show be trying to do.
Yeah, they will, because they know that if you're an up-and-coming artist, especially if you're young, they think you don't know a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You just getting off into it, so they think they can run a fast one over on you. So, yeah, I'm not going. Anybody that come to be talking about spending some money, I got a big old ass that you can kiss. So that's just how I feel. I'm sorry. I get passionate about that because people do try to get over on up-and-coming artists, and I'm not going. So if I didn't recruit you for no business, don't come in my inbox talking about what you can do for me unless you're selling beats. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Hey,
and I'm
Ray.
Sorry. This is not... Yes, I'm sorry.
I just want to ask you real quick, what's the best advice you received in the
season?
The best advice I don't receive?
Yes, and that you followed.
Best advice I received about music is about my raps and don't mix business with family. That's basically you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They think you're supposed to give them this and give them that. Hey, we all trying to make it. I can't just be throwing out favors. You got to come up like I did. I started from nothing. So
yeah.
I had to grind up myself. And then the best advice I got was like, sit back. Like, I listen to all different music. I don't sit back like and just listen to rap. I listen to country, rock, all that. I sit back and try to figure something so I can make more money. So if I wanted to switch for something, I can do it.
Right.
Diversify.
And stay humble. Don't act like I'm better than nobody, you know what I'm saying? That's what
That's
the best advice I got.
And that's some pretty good advice, because the thing is, there's nothing wrong with being confident, but I think sometimes people get lost in the confidence, and they kind of become like a butthole, and it's kind of like, you kind of losing your humility. Like, ain't nothing wrong with confidence, but don't nobody really like nobody that's, you know, holier than thou, or you know, or your poop can stop stinking like the rest of our poop. Everybody else poop stink but yours. Like, nobody really cares for those type of people. So
everybody be trying to act like they already signed nowadays. When everybody else signed, everybody want to act like they better than everybody.
Well, I'm not gonna say everybody.
That's one thing I'm not gonna say everybody, but I'm gonna say some people.
My thing is this. Just if that's how they act, if that's how you want to act, that's fine. Don't let it stop your hustle or your grind. Like,
that's why I really try to stick to myself. I study, try to do business with everybody. Because when you do business with somebody, just from you doing something out with somebody, somebody think you owe them something. When we all trying to help each other out.
Do business with people that want to do business. You know what I'm saying? That know how to do business, but some people... Like you said, if you feel like I got to lick your booty hole to do business with you or to do something with you, so like you're going to have a dry butt crack because it's not going down, okay?
Oh,
so Was that too much?
I think those three words that you use to describe yourself, intelligent, all-around rapper or entertainer, and you're humble, I think this interview has showed that you are a man of integrity, and you definitely represent yourself to be brave and courageous and set yourself apart. So that's what I see. So
yes.
I appreciate it.
Yes, I definitely agree with her. 100%, you know, and you're from my city, so I have nothing but love for you just off the pure fact of that, you know, and I wish and hope that everything that it is that you want to do, that you reach up there into the atmosphere and you pull it down and you get it and you keep on moving and do your thing. You know, but now back to the interview part. Is there anybody you want to give any shout out to, or you know, some hello, highs, goodbyes, or whatever?
I like shout out to my city. You know what I'm saying? Shout out.
Okay.
No, I'm saying gotta shout out to your city, because you know, without your city, you ain't really nothing. And you know, shout out. I gotta shout out God for letting me make it this far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta do that. And
yes,
shout out to my mother,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? My family and my whole Rich Dreams camp. I gotta shout them out. No.
Okay. Where can the listener audience find your music? Like, if they want to go and you know find out more about you, listen to you.
Go on SoundCloud at Young Star. That's where I'm at. And you can find me on Facebook at Young Star and. So you find me on Twitter at young_star1. Know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at.
Okay. young_star1. Okay, I'm writing that down because, you know, I give everybody a shout-out after they, you know, come on to the show or whatnot. Okay, that's awesome. I really appreciate you taking time to sit and speak with us and laugh and chop it up with us about your life and what it is that you're trying to do as an artist. Like I said, I hope that that everything that you dream of comes true for you, and just keep on pushing, you know, and put on for East St. Louis. Yes. Let them know who the F we be.
Can we give one more round of where you're going to be at on the 17th?
Yes.
I'm going to be at the Club Lush on the 17th. For the Dream Chasers event. You can come out and see me there.
Okay, is there an age limit? Is there an age limit, or just in case, you know, somebody want to come and they're a little 15, 16-ish, and, you know.
I think it's probably an 18-plus event, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't really get the whole detail on that, but you can just come out and see. If they want to come out and see, they can come out and see. Sometimes it'll be 18 plus, because the last event I did was 18 plus.
Okay. All right, world, you heard him. Young Star Baby, yes, he just did that. And we're about to play this record. I know, D-Slate, you told me to stop saying that, but it's hard, okay? My mama's from the 70s, so I'm going to say record for quite some time. Okay, but Young Star, what I've been through, here we go.
One time.
You don't want to play?
Dre, I told y'all I'm gonna do this shit for the family one time. Hey man, what you told me before you left, make sure the family's great. And that's what I'm gonna do. These niggas gonna hate, but this shit ain't gonna stop me from nothing. Rich dreams in my sleep. Thank you.
my shit. Family had to take a loss, rest a piece of granny. These niggas ain't real, gotta reach my level. Gotta stay away from hate, niggas straight devils. I be on the grind, stay 17-11. I swear my life so crazy, hope I get to heaven. Gotta stop by the church, know I'm Mr. Reverend. Know I'm sitting there day, hope the Lord forgive me. Got me walking all alone, everybody left me. Kept my foot up on the ground, got me walking steady. Uncle told me stick to rap, fuck a 9-to-5. So I gotta get rich, sitting in my eyes. Rich dreams in my sleep, you can see my pride. Sick of selling motherfucker, I heard my mama cry. Double G's for a third, nigga gotta ride. Thought the nigga was my homie, but he hated side. So I had to push back, no rewind. One way to the top, nigga gotta climb. Hustle horn, no flexing, and no switching up. Cash rule everything, get a dollar bill. Got a nigga eating good, need a couple meal. Keep the swords out the circles, ain't no feelings here. They be looking in the field, you a dead deal. Fuck friends, don't need them, all I got is fam. Money so long, all I need is that. I done been through the dirt, gotta clean this mess. And life is no mistake, cause a nigga blessed. When you walk in my shoes, but a nigga try. Gotta smoke away the pain, so I stay high. Every nigga ain't loyal, gotta watch friends. Cause when they see you count money, shit turn real. Move away from the hood, but I'm still here. Every nigga don't try, might sound real. I'm tryna sign, need a meal, run a check up. If you born wrong, fuck, you need a vest up. Old family turn funny off the fuck shit. Told granny I'ma make it, hey, she ain't here. Had a plan to move up, fuck a downfall. Cause when it comes to the game, nigga gon' ball. Short nigga with a grind, but his money tall. Can't call on nobody when your money small. Fuck niggas move around, I don't need y'all. Everything I been through, then nobody call. Fake friends, they pretend till your money gone. Everybody said it real, but they ain't dope. Came a long way for nothing, no, I need it all. If you been through the struggle, keep your head up. Cause it only get better when you fed up. Had to try with my brother, get my bread up. Gotta watch every move, cause they led up. I don't polish with size, I don't fuck with them. When you run by your lonely, you get up quicker. Had to do it with the scale, that's a money flipper. Had to get it out the mud, I'm a dirty nigga. Cause when you been through a lot,
yes, 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 yes. We are back. I'm sorry, I didn't expect it to end there. I thought I had some more time on it. Anyways, we're gonna move right along and sing. So yes, I had an awesome time tonight with my cousin. I want to thank Young Star for coming on. You know, we had some hot topics, you know, and all that good stuff. So, yeah, this is pretty much farewell. You could have been anywhere doing anything, but guess what? You were here with us, tuned in, listening, you know, bobbing your shoulders, hopefully, and giggling.
Yes, giggling, lots of giggling.
Yes, lots of giggling. Yes, me and my cousin, we
bring
the giggle.
I don't think guys giggle. Yeah, guys don't giggle.
Guys giggle, but they don't call it giggle. They just laugh.
What do they call it?
Oh,
okay,
I don't know, giggling. I don't know. But anyways, we about to put some deuces up in the air. So next weekend, please check us out. Check up my vlogs. Thoughts of an Indie Artist on YouTube. Ray Cole is the name. Tune in. The Hour, Indie Up Network. Ray Cole, Nikki, Nikita, whatever you want to call it. And we are out of this MF-er. Good night.
Good night.
Come on, music. Oh, wait a minute.
Gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie.
It is the biggie.
It's your boy, Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip-hop.
I'm Chad dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis.